I had to start the meeting by commiserating him on the result of the last night's ice hockey match, which we also lucky. But otherwise, I think things look good for us both. We have no bilateral issues or problems to discuss, obviously, but we use these opportunities to go through all of the important items that we, at least once a month, have on the EU agenda, including our relations with Russia, including the Eastern neighborhood, including EU enlargement. And I would say that both of us are friendly and favorable for EU enlargement, provided that the countries who seek to join have to fulfill all the criteria before this is possible. And we talked about regional cooperation, our experiences about Nordic cooperation and Visegrad cooperation, and also what we have had for the first time last summer, last winter, was a meeting of the NB8 and Visegrad countries. And this will be a reoccurring event in the future, which we have found useful. And we also talked about preparations for the December European Council, where we will be taking, we hope, we both support new decisions on developing the EU's security and defense policy. And we are looking positively forward to the outcome of this meeting, to which we want to contribute very strongly.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Erki. I want to express my appreciation for the possibility to be here in Helsinki and to have my meeting with my colleague Erki. One would say that there is no need for the EU foreign ministers to visit each other, because we are meeting at least once, but usually more than once a month in Brussels or elsewhere, and we can discuss issues. But that's not true, because of course this gives us time to go more in depth and discuss issues more widely. And Finland and Slovakia are two friendly countries, friendly nations. It was here in Helsinki when the invitation for my country was extended to start accession negotiations for joining the European Union back in 1999. Our ice hockey teams always brings a medal from Helsinki. Your ice hockey team won the gold medal in Bratislava recently. We belong to the same group of countries in the European Union, countries who insist on respect for the rules and for responsibility in behavior. Finland is an example for us as a country who has been one of the leaders in innovations, new technologies, and this is where we want to get. As Erki just said, as Minister Tuomas just said, we've discussed a wide range of international issues that we are discussing at the Foreign Affairs Council, but it really gave us a lot of space to go into the details, and we are very, very close in our views and in our position with Russia, the Eastern Partnership, the enlargement policies, but also Syria, or the Arab Spring, United Nations, and all these issues. So I have had the opportunity to meet also with the President and with Minister Stubb. And during my stay in your country, I'm also going to open a cultural exhibition and then ceremonially open the new premises of our embassy here. So I think, apart from the result of last night's game against the Russians, it has been a very positive and fruitful visit. Thank you very much.